The CAA's advisory circular guidance team are a year into the process of reviewing and updating 166 advisory circulars. That includes working with the CAA's technical experts and with members of New Zealand's aviation community to produce guidance that's clear, accessible and current. This is Vector Online and I'm Pen Mackay. I'm here with Jackie Owens and Sally Marks from the guidance team. So Jackie, first to you, what was the issue with advisory circulars that needed you working on them?
Many of the advisory circulars were in very archaic language, and in the layout and the font they were very hard on the eye, hard to read and hard to follow.
Sally, what have you actually been doing to them?
We've been tidying them up, making them easier to understand with more plain English, better formatting, and we've had a survey that we ran from September 2021 to March of this year, and that asked for feedback on what people thought of our ACs and what we could do to fix them up. We did get quite a few responses for that, and we're looking to maybe run that again at a later stage. We have also been having a very good look at all the ACs and gradually updating the ones that need a change, or revoking, which means getting rid of, the ones that are not needed anymore.
So Jackie, with 166 ACs, how on earth do you prioritise them?
There are a number of factors that would make us prioritise an update of an AC. Firstly, rules changes are a major one, as often when a rule is updated or amended, there are corresponding ACs that we also have to change. A good example of this is the update to Part 91 to take into account performance-based navigation, because that led and will continue to lead to a lot of changes. Another prompt for us is safety issues that have been identified following a take or a CAA investigation into an accident or an occurrence. So that has prompted us to update AC 12-1 last year, and we're also working on AC 12-2 occurrence investigation at the moment with a technical expert in that team. And we also get a lot of input from the aviation sector about smaller things that are wrong with ACs. This could be anything from typos or incorrect numbering, because some of our readers have eagle eyes that we're very grateful for. So it's a rolling process, and in general we welcome input from the aviation sector, and that can be through a technical expert that they know, because that will usually come through to us, or just to the CAA's information inbox. Specific change suggestions are always best, because it's easier for us to work with.
Okay, thanks Jackie. Sally, tell us about the changes that have been made or that you're making to the way advisory circulars are consulted on.
As I understand, before I started, the advisory circulars went on the website and they had the technical experts' contact details. So that could take some time to get sorted out, because of course that technical expert would be sending emails back and forth, and it could be a little bit inefficient. What we decided to do was publish feedback on the web and use a feedback form on the website. So what that meant is people could click on the form on the website, leave their comments and then submit them. Then those submissions would go through the guidance team. We'd then tally them all up and arrange a meeting with a technical specialist to look at all the comments when the consultation period ended. What we're doing at the moment is we're actually looking at publishing more of the feedback, and we have started with an advisory circular on dangerous goods just published recently in June, and we'll probably keep that process going. We've actually picked up some quite useful feedback, so we think it might be good, and we'd really like you to let us know how that's working for you.
So Jackie, next plans.
As we continue with our systematic review of the AC, starting at the oldest ones and working through them, we're experimenting with just putting up updated ones without consultation, where all we have done is improve the format and streamline the language a little bit, with a marked up version next to it so people can quickly and easily compare the changes. And that's an experiment at this stage, but we want to see if that's useful to the sector as well.
Cool. Now, if I'm a member of the aviation community, how do I find out more about ACs?
On the CIA website, under the rules tab on the homepage, there's an advisory circular sub-tab, so that's a good place to start. You can either look through all of the ACs, and there's also a special tab on the homepage of advisory circulars open for consultation. At present, we have AC 92-4, Dangerous Goods Manuals, and that's a new one that's been written from scratch by a technical expert in CIA, so we'd love to hear what participants think of that and get their feedback. And a good way to get prompted is to subscribe to the notifications for the parts that you are interested in. Like, for example, when we published AC 92-2, the notifications went out to about 2,600 subscribers who had ticked the Part 92 box. So that's a quick and easy way to get notification of when ACs that you are likely to be interested in are being updated or consulted on.
Now, Sally, if I see an error, an advisory circular, what do I do?
It's quite simple. You just need to email info@CAA. That will go to our customer service team and they'll direct the question to us, but it would really help if you would put the AC reference number in to speed things up.
Okay, cool. Have we read every AC? All approximate 166 of them?
Between us, yes.
Between us, we sure have.
And Jackie, how long is this whole process going to take, do you think?
It's ongoing, because there are some ACs that get updated very frequently. The ACs in the 61 series, which are about pilots licensing, they frequently need to be updated as technical matters change. Also, the ACs in the 66 series, which is about aircraft maintenance engineers licensing, that field is always changing, so there are frequent updates. So sometimes it seems like the minute we sort of finish an AC, it needs to be updated again. So it's an ongoing process. It's like painting the Sydney Harbour Bridge. The minute you finish, you have to go and start at the other side.